Today, the Senate took the first step in opening Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. An effort to remove drilling in Anwar from the Senate budget resolution was defeated by a vote of 51 to 49. From the Capitol, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It was a debate opponents and supporters of drilling in Anwar have had many times before, and which both sides agree is far from over. The backdrop for today's fight was the budget. Backers of drilling, led by Alaska's two Republican senators, strategically put into the budget a provision counting on government revenue from Anwar down the road. By doing so, proponents only needed a simple majority of support, which they had, rather than the 60 votes necessary to defeat a filibuster, which opponents of drilling have successfully used in the past. Democrat Maria Cantwell of Washington led opposition to the tactic, arguing this controversial and long-fought measure had no place in the budget.
Why not expedite timber sales by simply recognizing revenue in the budget? Why not open up drilling on the coastal regions of the country by just recognizing revenue in the budget? Why not open up drilling in Yellowstone National Park just by recognizing revenue in the budget? It's a bad precedent.
No one knows for sure how much oil is under the tundra in Anwar. Government estimates range from 5.6 to 16 billion barrels. Opponents say even in a best-case scenario, the amount of oil will make hardly a dent in U.S. energy needs, and it will be years before drilling is underway. Democrat John Kerry of Massachusetts argued the oil companies themselves have been losing interest in the project.
ConocoPhillips pulled out the other day and said they don't want to go drill in Alaska. BP doesn't want to drill in Alaska. And these companies have had the courage to admit publicly that wilderness and drilling simply don't coexist.
But drilling supporters say that the wildlife refuge is far from the Eden that opponents claim, but rather a forbidding, isolated place. They say oil has been cleanly extracted from other sites in Alaska, such as Prudhoe Bay, and that modern drilling techniques will leave an even smaller footprint. Virginia Republican George Allen.
I've been to the North Slope of Alaska, been to Prudhoe Bay. It was in late November. It was like the dark side of the moon. In the summer, it's just full of mosquitoes. And other times, you know, there are herds of animals that have to be fairly hardy animals to live up there.
The vote on Anwar did not come down cleanly along party lines. Three Democrats voted for drilling and seven Republicans against it. But opponents lost a number of Senate allies in the last election. One new drilling supporter, South Dakota Republican John Thune, captured the context of today's vote.
How high do gas prices have to get? And how over a barrel does OPEC have to get us before we realize what the American people have realized a long time ago? And that is that we have an energy crisis here in America today.
Even backers of drilling concede it will be a long time before any drilling begins in Anwar. There are no assurances that the budget resolution will win final passage in Congress. Opponents say they'll continue to fight drilling, that the battle for the Arctic refuge has just begun. Backers of drilling vow they too will continue the fight. In the words of Alaska's Ted Stevens, "We're going to stick with this till we win." Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.